You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel, merchandise, all of that. Cleveland Browns Team Shop. You visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. The renovations being worked on there. It's open so you can kind of get a progress report when you go by. The shop is open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. That's the off-season hours. You can shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. You got a didn't you get a cool Pro Bowl? You said you got a Pro Bowl jersey?
Yeah, the Gordon one. Josh Gordon. Sweet.
That was, I saw in that game. I liked, yeah, those were good-looking jerseys. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. You tweet us at Browns_daily. Rich in Menor with us now. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good. How are you?
Good. I really want to get this, I really want to get you guys' take on this. So, I mean, at four, I personally, I really want Teddy Bridgewater because I agree with you guys, our number one is a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Browns draft isn't sold on one of these quarterbacks. For me, there's four for sure things in this map, in this draft. That's my opinion. It's Mac, Clowney, Robinson, and Watkins. But, you know, we're not going to take a right tackle at four. And, you know, I think you would reduce it down to Watkins because where would Mac, this is what I want to know, where would Mac and Clowney play? I mean, we just, you know, Jabal Sheard transitioned outside linebacker, I thought, magnificently. And we just signed Paul Kruger for $31 million. So, and our D-line's one of the deepest in the league. Where would Mac and Clown, are they no way we're going to draft them because where would they play?
Go ahead.
I think if Clowney's the number one guy on the board for the Cleveland Browns and he's there, they would take him. Or you can also at that point explore the possibility of somebody else wanting him badly enough that you could trade down and pick up another asset and still get somebody that you want in there. I think that the Browns at number four are either going to take their quarterback, whether it be Bridgewater, which is who I would want, Bortles, who Notorious would want, or they're going to take Sammy Watkins. I think when we actually get to May, that's going to be the decision. Is do you take the quarterback, or yeah. I think there's a very good chance Sammy Watkins comes to the Browns.
It would be hard for me to see this team go past that pick and not have a dynamic, difference-making offensive player. And those quarterbacks that Nathan just mentioned, as well as Watkins, all apply to that. You need that kind of level of offensive help there. That's the likelihood in my mind. That said, I think it would also be questionable, if not foolish, to ignore if a Jadeveon Clowney is there, to ignore the possibility that you have the best player of the draft available to you, and for whatever reason fell to you, and you had him ranked that way. If you didn't have him ranked that way, because again, your ranking can disagree with other people's rankings. So if Houston didn't feel that way and the other teams picking ahead of the Browns didn't feel that way, those total of three, and he's still there and you've got him far and away your number one, you don't just say, nope, we're going to go quarterback just to go quarterback. I mean, it shouldn't work that way, and I don't think it necessarily will. Just given what you hear from Ray Farmer, just given the feedback you get from Mike Pettine, I think they're going to take a sounder approach to that and not do the reach thing. But they haven't been in charge of a draft before, so we'll see. Jay in Bedford with us now. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Real quick, I wanted you guys to take on this. I think, okay, we should definitely load up the wide receiving court and, you know, drafting two receivers, one being a superstar receiver out of college. That's very noticeable. However, at the quarterback position, I feel like it's a no-brainer. With Bridgewater, reason why I say that is because he exhibits everything that you would want in an NFL quarterback from what I saw out of his 2 years of play in college. He ran out of a West Coast system. He adjusts plays at the line of scrimmage, changed plays around, kind of Peyton Manning-like at an early stage. He's very accurate. He's ran out of a pro-style offense. And when you have those things and you draft a quarterback like that, that complements your backup, which is Brian Hoyer, if, you know, Brian Hoyer will be the backup. So he is just kind of a no-brainer to me. If guys actually watched him, you will see how great he really is. So that's my thing. I think we go with Bridgewater. He's 6'2", 214 pounds. You know, you can put 10 more pounds on him. and, you know, call it a day. Wow. I mean, he has.
Yeah. That's your, see, that's, and again, you just hit the area where that's not a small thing to say, well, just put 10 more on him and it's all good, because I think it goes beyond that. It's a frame issue to me as well. Adding 10 doesn't necessarily add where he needs to be added, because you can't do anything about the shoulder width or the overall frame of the man. But everything else you said about the guy, change in plays at the line, the smarts with which he plays, the accuracy he displays, these are all things that are attractive. I do think, though, Jay, it's a brainer, not a no-brainer, because you got to give some thought as to who you like. These quarterbacks are pretty closely rated. There is no head and shoulders Andrew Luck in this draft. There isn't a
Correct.
Guy you say, nope, is no question, it's Bridgewater, or nope, is no question, it's Bortles, or nope, there's no question, it's Johnny Manziel. They all got questions, and you just have to sort through, if you want to go that route, what you're going to do. Youngstown for Mike. Hello, Mike.
Gentlemen, is there any way you guys can switch and go 4 hours instead of two?
Wait.
Sorry, what?
I didn't hear that.
Can you guys switch and go 4 hours instead of
oh,
two?
Oh, switch us
switch
to
4 hours?
Mike, I love that.
Don't ever get him to be your co-host.
All right. But listen, I know you're saying you want us to go to four, and we'll take that as a compliment, obviously. Going to 4 hours, I got to tell you right now, that's a long show.
That'd be a very long show. Yes.
No, I think my buddy. We're trying to make it sustain here year
right.
round on
right.
the topic. It's
right.
it's
I think it's.
Yeah, it's unique for what this is to
Correct.
Do, and we've had this thing rolling along since 2011, and very proud that we've been able to keep this rolling with only 13 wins to talk about in three seasons, and keep this thing rolling as a show that primarily talks about one team. Yeah, we expand and try to get into the rest of the NFL where we can, and be thoughtful about all that stuff. But 4 hours, huh? Well, we'll see what the powers of peace say.
I want to go back, though, to the question real quickly about the quarterback. If,
yeah.
if the evaluation process, and granted, I like Teddy Bridgewater for the reasons that Jay liked him as well. I
yep.
think he's polished. I think he can make the adjustments at the line most
it's
accurate.
To, yeah,
it's easy to
see
why
see.
You like him.
Yes, yes.
If he is the guy, take him. If they feel that there's a quarterback that rates out similarly to Teddy later on, take Watkins. I think you're going to get a quarterback or Watkins at four. That's where I'm at right now for the Browns. When we come back, Gerard Cherry joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.